My dad was born to Irish immigrants in 1928, the year the stock market crashed. The Depression lasted a full decade plus. And think about this, during that decade, while his father drove for the Detroit Street Railway, his mother had five more children. Can we even imagine this today? We tell the pollsters that almost nobody is better off than they were 10 years ago, and everyone feels economically insecure. My dad's life was marked by great joy in their East Side Detroit home, and he and his siblings continually shared joy, as well as deep sorrows, as they got older and had children of their own. He served in the Korean War as a medic and saw combat that traumatized him. But in those days, you just moved on. He did. He and my mom had eight kids of their own, one of whom, baby John, dad's namesake, they buried, a victim of SIDS. My mom and dad willed that we would go to and graduate college, and both sacrificed enormously to make that happen. As I reflect on this Father's Day past, I'm humbled when I put myself up against my dad. He hoped for great external accomplishments for me and all my siblings, yet his example was not one spent in the clouds of possibilities, but on the hard terrain of daily love and sacrifice. The truly authentic leaders do their best work closest to home, and in home, I think, in places where their straight talk fools no one, if their walk is crooked or halting. Maybe we should take another day to thank the dads as well as moms, quiet teachers, great big brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, foster parents, coaches and moderators who keep it real and lead with their best self.